Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Mulletcast, the podcast where business and pleasure collide. My name is Evan Balmer.
What's going on? It's Mike Mercier.
What's happening, Mike? How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Today we are joined by Jen Karma, a.k.a. Jack, spelled J-A-H-K. Check out Jen's music at jackmusic.com, J-A-H-K music.com. On Instagram at Jack Song, Twitter Jack Music, and on Facebook, which we tagged up, at Jack Music also. What's going on, Jennifer?
Oh, you know, just having a good time this morning with you guys.
That's cool.
Sipping our gallon of beer.
That's right. Yeah, break out that jug. What is that, man? That's hardcore.
Hydration is key. But what am I hydrating with?
What do you hydrate? Do you do straight up water or do you use other things? Mm.
That's a good question, actually, because I don't do straight-up water. There's lemon juice, organic lemon juice,
right?
And I got a sweet tooth, so I had some stevia, and I just am able to drink this, and at least one of these a day.
So how much is in there, actually?
75 ounces.
75 ounces. Cool. What's that translate into in terms of, like, is it a couple quarts or something?
Oh, my God, half a gallon? Asking me math?
Yeah.
The metric system?
I didn't know there'd be a test on how many milliliters is that?
I'm an artist, I think, with the other side of the brain. Well, you're supposed to drink, I think it was like half your weight in ounces least, so if you can do more, then great.
And does the stuff that you added to it help with the voice, or is that just flavor?
I think well, you want to keep an alkaline environment in your body, because if you're alkaline, then that's not a place that disease, cancer can, you know, flourish and survive.
Okay.
So I'm trying to be like vibrant and healthy.
There you go.
You know, so the lemon juice really helps with that. I also put minerals in there too. So I put in a whole bunch of different stuff, and the minerals make it taste a little funny. So the lemon juice and the stevia.
Nice.
Sweet. That's like a lemonade.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Huh?
What do you got?
So it wasn't just water.
What's in your bag?
I can't tell you what this is in here. No, it's water. It's water. Yeah, that's it.
I'm anti-hydrating right now, right? Like coffee is even worse than. So now I got to like up the water intake.
Yeah.
Right?
See, it's all about balance.
Okay.
I got my coffee too.
Sweet. Yeah.
See, I'd probably reverse the two. I'd have coffee in that big one. And then just a little water.
I don't want to get off track, but how much coffee you drink a day?
I'm actually cutting.
It always comes up.
I'm cutting way back. So once I went to the doctor like years ago, and they were like, how much coffee do you drink a day? And they had a little thing with like ounces. And I'm like, I have no clue about ounces, but I could tell you like how many pots of coffee I drink a day.
That's
you know
a lot.
What I mean?
So, really?
Yeah. Like, but now it's like I've totally changed course. So yeah, and I work above a coffee shop, so you know, it's like
with really, really good coffee.
Cutting back on coffee, and then it's like if I don't drink coffee, I feel like I'm letting them down. You know what I mean? Like I got all these pressures, man.
I try to keep my coffee. This is actually early for me to have coffee.
Is it?
I always try to like eat something, have like a nutritious breakfast, or you know, get my protein before the coffee. Because once coffee hits,
right.
It's like it substitutes everything. You don't need anything.
Yeah.
But you do.
I heard that on the radio today that they said that. Some studies are showing, I'm not going to say this is a good study by any means, but they're saying that if you want to lose weight, drink more coffee because it kills your appetite.
It sure does, yeah. Mm.
So that's why
that's why I'm so shape. Svelte.
But you want to eat.
Yeah.
Totally. All right. So shifting gears from hydrating with water to hydrating our soul with good music. Mm. I bumped into you originally at the Asbury Underground is where I saw you the first time. And that is like a super cool event if anyone's never been. Like I think within the span of like 3 hours, I saw like 20 killer artists like or That's something awesome. Insane. Like I just walked around from venue to venue. So I've been following you on Instagram since then. So how did you get started performing and as a musician?
Well, it started way back, kind of born with the bug to get out and perform. And I would have my own performances in my house, and you know, the audience is in my imagination. And my father was a videographer, it still is, but started his video business, I mean, early 80s, and I was his test subject when he was playing with the editing system, you know, Video Toaster, all those like early 80s software things. And so,
don't even know what those are,
like CG and all that stuff.
So, what was he, what kind of video work was he doing?
He was just doing a lot of like events,
right.
When it was still brand new and people were originally with their like film cameras and
shoulder cam.
Yeah. Right? Oh yeah. He created his own like system to, you know, push it so that he wouldn't have to carry the shoulder, right. You know, the camera on the shoulder. But yeah, we were doing a lot of different like experimenting with, montages, slideshows, something he called mock rock, which is we would wear like the like a mullet and a wig, blue. We'd have leather jackets, you know, the actual instruments, and just lip sync and that's play. Cool. And it would be like, you know, a rock video right. from the awesome. 80s. We still got those somewhere. I got to pull
retro,
those out.
Yeah.
That's
it
was so
very
funny.
Yeah, authentically retro. So I've always just loved performing.
Right.
I've always I've started out, you know, on stage acting.
Mm.
And then I would just hear music and write music, but didn't have it. You know, we didn't have. We were talking about phones earlier and how we need them, and
right.
I need my phone now because, I mean, for so many reasons.
Right.
But to capture a melody,
like an idea.
Yeah, when it
right.
hits you, it would come and then it would fly out, and it'd be kind of, I hope I remember this, and
right.
half the time you didn't remember it. So now I capture it and I can hum into my voice memo
right.
until I'm able to sit down with the guitar or my notepad and start writing. So
that's
yeah,
cool.
So I would just, I kind of took me a while to, probably until like, it was about 18 or 19 when I picked up a guitar to really fully learn it. I took lessons a little early on, but
right.
they didn't count.
Yeah.
You know, it's like learning like scales and stuff.
Right.
So when I finally, I was in college and I was like, I got to get these songs that I need to start playing. I taught myself a few chords and I just started writing music since.
That's
I love
cool.
open mic scenes. So mm-hmm. since then I've been hitting up open mics. That's
right.
like my thing. I just love the open mics.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Are you from Jersey originally or?
Originally Staten Island.
Okay.
Oh, it's so funny. I'm like seeing on your screen that like that little, the picture of me when I was little, that's like the Staten Island house.
That's you and dad.
That's me and my dad.
That's cool.
I posted that for Father's Day.
Eating some za.
So does your dad still have a lot of the old footage? Did he
yeah.
keep that stuff?
Yeah.
So all I can think about as you're telling this story is I was driving here today listening to Howard Stern and his dad worked in radio,
yeah.
right? And so Howard, like, there, he has these audio tapes of when he used to go to the studio with his dad, except his dad wasn't, like, encouraging, like, it sounds like your dad was, and it wasn't actually fun for him.
Don't go into it.
Right? So he was like, the tape he was playing this morning was his dad, like, having Howard record, and he says something like, the proper modulation of the microphone, and he's, like, very technical and everything, and Howard's, like, miserable. So it's, like, cool that you had, like, an actual, you know... enjoyed like those
oh,
moments
yeah.
with your dad.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know,
definitely.
It's pretty funny.
He's also the one who played guitar and, you know, so kind of introduced that to me.
Oh, he
oh, he's
played
a musician
guitar?
Too?
Yeah, he's a musician too. And my
oh,
mom would
go.
Sing while he would play.
Mm.
So it's just always very musical. My brother and sister both play music.
Oh, nice.
So we're
it's in the
like,
family.
Yeah, it's in the blood for sure.
What kind of music were your parents listening to?
All like classic rock,
yeah.
hippie, you know, Beatles, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Fleetwood Mac. Simon and Garfunkel,
right.
Moody Blues. You know.
That's cool.
That's some good stuff.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I was the same. Like, I think, so for me, it was the same thing. Like, I had, my parents had tons of records. I had all that. So as a kid, like, a lot of my earliest memories are just hammering, like, Beatles, Kinks, The Who, Springsteen, because they were from Jersey. But listening to music so often, you know. So it was like,
yeah.
yeah, just, I think when it hits you that young, you're, it's always with you, you
yeah.
know.
And
it's
cool. So much different, you know, influence
mm-hmm.
I pull from that, you know, I don't try to say like, I'm going to write a song that's this influence or I'm going to write it with this. It just, I kind of let it flow.
Mm.
And so sometimes when I hear a song in my mind, I'm like, oh, that's so, I'm hearing Fleetwood Mac or,
mm-hmm.
or that's so like Foo Fighters, you know, like I get
right.
very different eclectic influences
mm-hmm.
and I just let it, you know, guide a little bit, but also just find my flow.
Right.
Which is funny because, you know, I'm speaking of, we started off this conversation as like a health, that's like, those are my areas, music, yoga, health and wellness. Like,
right.
I feel like it's all very holistic and
mm-hmm.
goes hand in hand. That's the way I approach music too.
For
that's
sure.
Cool.
Who are some of your current music fans?
Like my current
yeah,
influences.
Yeah, who you like, yeah.
Well, Incubus has been one of my favorite bands
nice.
For a really long time. Yeah,
nice.
Love them. One of my new favorites is Syml. Have you heard of Syml?
No.
S-Y-M-L. Oh, my God. Every song, I'm in love with Syml. And that's, like, my new favorite. It's on repeat.
Right. Incubus was at See Here Now last year, right?
They were.
Did you see it?
I missed Incubus. Yeah. I caught Jack Johnson in that day.
I love Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson's one that I...
Super chill.
Very. I love all that, you know, acoustic singer-songwriter. But then I also go in the opposite direction. I like a lot of electronic and pop and indie, Halsey, Florence and the Machine.
Right.
They're great.
Just Jenny Lewis, I just saw recently. She was amazing. So my new song that I've a new single coming out. It's a remix, and it's very different from my other stuff that I put out. The last album I put out, the EP, it's definitely eclectic in that like each song kind of stands on its own, and you know, one is more of a ballad, and one is more like indie pop, and then you know I have like a little more of a rock.
Right.
So I kind of just I don't let the genre define itself. Like I just kind of make it and put it out, and whatever you want to do with it, that's fine.
Do whatever you're feeling, and get it out there.
Yeah, well, try not to overthink it.
So then, after college, you headed out toward the West Coast, right?
I did. Yeah.
So what was that? What did you go out there for, and what was the experience like?
Well, I always said I wasn't going to go out there because I mean, you know, I'm an actress as well. Bless you.
Excuse me.
And I'm like, I'm not going to do the Hollywood acting scene. That's not why I'm going. So, but I always just the West Coast. I had California dreaming.
You know,
the West Coast called me. A summer girl. Like, I just like the warm weather. Hate the winter. So I went out there with really no expectations than just to enjoy California and see where it took me.
Right.
So I did photography school for a little bit out there.
Oh, cool.
Because, you know, it's just part of my – I was like a student. So I felt like if I was going to go all the way across the country all by myself, being a student was very safe.
Sure.
So I'm just going to stay in that area and be a student. And I love photography and concert photography.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to photography school, flunked out of photography school because of California. You know, it's like I started just really diving into the scene and loving it there and just sightseeing and meeting people. And then I wound up... meeting a couple girls that I moved in with in West Hollywood.
Oh, cool.
So I wound up living and doing the Hollywood scene and doing the Sunset Strip and bumping into celebrities, literally like bumping into Keanu Reeves and talking to, you know, I saw a bunch of different celebrities.
Yeah. Nicest guy ever, right?
Oh, I mean, he was.
That's what
it
they
was
say now.
Right? That's what I hear.
Yeah, I've heard many amazing things about him. We never had like any conversation. Like, just I was going into the Rainbow Bar, he was coming out. It was an open mic. I had my guitar with me, and I just like kind of bumped into this giant. And I look up, and he was wearing like it could have been the Matrix, like black trench coat. And I was like, and he's walking like, that was Keanu Reeves.
That's funny. It is crazy. Like, I bumped into so many people out there. But my favorite was, like, I saw Nikki Sixx on the Sunset Strip in, like, a huge SUV, basically, like, loading his kids into a car seat or something. I was like, this is so awesome.
That's so great.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
It is funny. So, were you performing out there, acting?
Yeah. I did both. Yeah. I did music, live music performances at some different venues. And did mostly extra work. Mm-hmm. I did some, like, you know, network extra shows like the OC.
I remember the OC. I was an OC junkie.
Yeah,
man. I miss it.
Yeah, right? That was like
that was a good show.
Good, easy TV.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. That
was fun. So yeah, so I did that for a little while until, you know, it was in, this was before social media, really. Like, I think Friendster and MySpace were still kind of like a thing. So there was texting, but I didn't have a smartphone. It was very separate. Like when I was out in California, I was in my bubble and got very homesick and didn't have really any close family or friends out there. So eventually missed home enough to say, I miss New Jersey. New Jersey is so great.
Right.
What was I thinking?
How long were you there?
Almost a year,
about
11 months.
So you, in that time, got some extra work. Were you trying to build, what was like your focus? Did you want to be an actress? Did you want to be a musician?
This was the crossroads in my early 20s. Like, where do I go? I remember thinking about it very distinctly. How do I want to carve my future? And I felt very helpless as an actress. Like, I didn't like, you know, I love auditioning and trying out for different roles, but I don't like being told, like, you know, you're there with very similar people fitting the same part. and being told either you're not getting it or, you know, you're ripe for the part. But and I just felt like I didn't have enough control in my career. Could I have, you know, kept at it? Like, that's the trick. You got to keep at something in order to see how, you know, see it grow. But yeah, I remember thinking, no, well, music gives me a lot more creative control. I can make the music I want to make. I can put out albums. I can book. So I pretty much decided I'm going to focus on music. And I made that choice.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah. Plus, then, it's always there.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Anyway, music would always be there.
Right.
No matter what.
And then once you have your breakthrough in music, like, you can pick up acting parts
there
all
the
time.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
That's music, the idea. You could do anywhere, too.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's not, you don't need to be in California.
Don't
need to be in Hollywood.
Right.
I mean, I miss California. I don't mind going back.
Totally. So what'd you do when you came back to Jersey then?
So I came back to Jersey, and then I just kind of, I wouldn't say like do a 180, like I kind of just needed to create more security and like a comfort, you know, because I was out of that comfort zone for a while. So I got a job, I got my own apartment, and just started working, and that's when I met my husband, and I started a family, and I was very, like, project-oriented with all of that, you know, and making sure that, you know, we moved to Jersey, because, well, I was in Jersey. When I came back from California, I lived up in South Orange for a little bit.
Okay.
Well, that's where I was working. I lived in Bloomfield.
Right.
That's where my first own little apartment was. I can see now. Very cute. But when we finally settled in Jersey, we moved to Freehold.
Right.
And been raising my two babies, who are now much older. Because that was, time flies. It was like, where did all the time go?
Right.
But I remember when my youngest was two.
Mm-hmm.
So I was already, like, kind of took a lot of time off from music. Was really, like, out of any kind of social music scene, as I'm, like, just doting and being a stay-at-home mommy and loving every minute of that. But then, like, the bug starts to itch, and, like, the antsiness. And I was like, I need to go make music again. I'm going to get some, you know, some performance stuff, like an amp and speakers, and I'm going to go back out there and start doing this again.
Right.
And it just took off from there. So that was around, like, 2013. And then 2014, I started, I was hitting up the open mic scene again.
Right.
Like I said, that's just what I love and a way to get back into the music scene and network.
That's cool.
And, yeah, kind of satiate that hunger.
And then you actually started one of your own open mics, right, in Freehold at the American Hotel. That's cool.
Because what happened was I was traveling to a whole bunch of different spots in Red Bank, Belmar, Tom's River. Like, just there's open mics all over, but everything was at least 25 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
And Freehold is such, like, an artsy cultural town. Like, why don't we have anything? We should have something.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was a fun story, how I got that together. I met with the Freehold Borough Arts Council. I'm the artist. I'm really not, you know, I don't mind running and organizing things, but that's not what my goal was for this. I wanted to just kind of bring up the idea to someone. Can you, like, do this so I can come?
you know?
So I brought it up to the Freehold Borough Arts Council. And at the time, it just wasn't, like, the right timing for them.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, we're going to do this anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I can't let someone tell me this isn't the right time. It's the right time for me.
Right.
So at that time, I was actually acting as well in the South Street Playhouse, which is in Freehold.
Right.
I was doing a play, a community theater, which I had always done, like, school theater, college theater, stuff like that, but community theater is a whole different animal, and it was intense, and I was there busy rehearsing for months. It was like another job.
Right.
So that kind of happened at the same time as I was getting this open mic off the ground, scouting out different venues, met the owner of the American Hotel when I was out one night, just kind of checking out, because they have the gazebo outside of, like, Metropolitan and Federici's.
Yep. Right.
And I was playing the gazebo a few weeks later, and I wanted to see what the musician there had set up, because I was like, I'm going to be here in a couple weeks. I want to see how they kind of set up their stuff, do my homework.
Right.
So then I was hanging out at the American Hotel and bumped into the owner who told me he's the owner. I'm like, you're not the owner. You're just saying, but he really was. And he's right. like, no, we'll do an open mic here. That sounds great. And I'm like, okay, awesome. Let's yeah. do it.
Right.
So I had to wait till the play was over in November to do it. But meanwhile, I was at a Halloween party. It was right after I did a rehearsal. So I was in full makeup, and then I dressed up as, I put on my costume as Supergirl, and yeah, we had some drinks, whatever, at the bonfire of this Halloween party, and there's a pirate sitting at the bonfire, and I'm like, you're with the Free Harbor Arts Council, right? And he's like, yeah, and he was, so it's Supergirl and a pirate talking,
right. Nice.
And I was like, yeah, you guys blew me off for the open mic, but don't worry, it's happening anyway. And he's like, oh, you got a venue? And he's like, wait, it's good timing now for the council.
Well, suddenly we're ready.
Yeah. you did all the work. We're in.
So I was like, okay, so that's how, like, you know, the behind the scenes dealings of how the open mic went down between Supergirl and a pirate, and it was great. It was a successful open mic for about 2 years.
That's cool.
And the Freeborough Arts Council ran it and did a great job. I was really happy with it. We brought in like professional sound, and we had a lot of people come from all over the area, and I networked and met a lot of different musicians who I still work with now just from that open mic, mm-hmm. just from being there in that scene. So it was really great.
That is cool. Yeah.
Is there anything like that going on in Freehold now on the main street?
Not really. No? It faded away. And I knew once they kind of faded away, it was going to be really hard to revamp it back up.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, be ready to say goodbye to this because it was two solid years. And I guess it had a good run. And now they do other stuff. They do have still, like, the gazebo, mm-hmm. you know, every, like, I think it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
I think they did a Freehold Idol for a while, which isn't happening anymore. Now they're doing, like, Thursday night karaoke or something. So
yeah.
It's a little different, but it's nice that they still bring the music out and have a good culture there.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, even during lunchtime on the weekdays, mm-hmm. right on Main Street between Court Jester, American Hotel, there's so many people sitting outside. It's a perfect spot for music.
Right. Yeah, it's hopping. I love it there.
That's true.
It's a nice little quaint town.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So then you definitely got immersed in the Asbury music scene as well and have played there a lot.
Yeah. So it's funny. Like, I don't know. Growing up, I went to high school in Monroe. When we moved from Staten Island, I was 15, and I went to high school in Monroe Township. I didn't really know of the Jersey scene that much. So I didn't know of Asbury too much back then. And then we would always come to Freehold. Freehold was the cool spot to come to from Monroe,
right?
And when you were in high school, so once I started getting more involved in the music scene, like, you know, 2014, and I'm seeing a lot of things going on in Asbury, I just had to get down there. It was like, you know, calling to me, and I love it. I love Asbury. I love the beach. I love the art scene. A lot of great stuff is coming out of there, and it keeps evolving and happening there.
Right.
So jumped right in.
That's
open
cool.
mics there and different venues. I started just like calling around, and it was very self-guided for me. Like I would just start making calls. Like, I like this venue. I like this venue. Are you looking to book? And, you know, created my own website and had links for people to come and listen to songs. I've always been in the recording studio, but I never put out any finished, nothing was ever finished, you
right.
know, like, so, did some, final recordings, and finally, it was 2017 when I recorded the EP
mm-hmm.
with a certain vision. Like, I had, a sound that I wanted to go for, and each
right.
song had a different influence. I was, like, interviewing with producers until I met the right, a lot of producers I met with were awesome, talented. I really hit it off with them.
Right.
But I was looking for a certain sound from these songs, and we did a 4-song EP. I wound up working with Pat Noon at 816 Tracks East.
Right. Where's that?
It's in South River.
Okay.
They merged with Tracks East. They used to be based in just Toms River, and now they kind of moved up there.
Gotcha.
So, so that was 2017, did recording all that year to... And, like, all this time I'm kind of researching, well, how do I put this out? Like, this,
right.
I'm totally clueless until I have a clue, until, like, I research and I'm going online, whether it's, different websites. CD Baby has like lots of different like steps of how to release your music.
Right.
And just watching other musicians and bands and how they go about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely just a learning process where at first, like, I feel like, oh, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know how to do any of this.
Right.
Just break it down step by step. So 2017, like I said, recorded by, you know, and then planned out the releases of singles. So in 2018, I released 3 singles of the 4 songs.
Right.
The first one, Into You, on February 9th, it was the song release, and then the video premiere. So I got a video filmed all one day,
mm-hmm.
very low budget, in
That's
my
cool.
house. And it came out great. I'm really proud of this video, this project. And so that's on my YouTube.
Right.
Nice. Check that out. That came out Valentine's Day. So it's very, like, sensual, love song, sexy. So perfect for Valentine's Day. We call it the Red video.
Right.
That was February 14th. And then June 18th, so it was just a little over a year ago, the song Round came out. And I made a music video for that. I was talking to Makin' Waves, Bob Makin', and he was like, we need to have a premiere of the, like, a video or stream it.
Right.
But it was for June 14th. But I'm like, the song's not available until June 18th. It's
right.
like, do you have something to stream? I'm like, okay, I'll get a video. And so I just, like, went outside with my phone that day.
Oh, that's cool.
And took a video, like, all on my iPhone.
Right.
Came home, like, all the editing right on my phone, and just made a music video. And the song is very, like, 80s pop
mm-hmm.
sound. So the video is very, it looks
right.
very
authentic. It fits
authentic.
The part.
It
yeah,
does.
Yeah, yeah.
It
cool.
does.
It's awesome.
So we put out that video in June. And then, yeah, and then Soak You Up. I think we put out Soak You Up in November.
Cool.
So for my birthday. Yeah.
And then
that's when the album came out, actually.
I don't know if Mike remembers this, but I told you recently, we actually talked about you on the Mullet Cast before, even though we never met, is Jen was doing some photos up in the Johnny Cash suite at the Berkeley.
I do remember that. Yeah.
And I happened to see
Lee Silverstone.
That was really cool. So was that related
cool.
to one of your singles?
That was just
like
a photo
shoot.
Yeah, I love so being a performer, modeling is a part of that.
Mm.
I kind of got into modeling also while I was acting early as like a teen or adolescent. And so it's all kind of a part of the same genre to me. It's
right.
like I'm performing, I'm getting into different costumes, I'm smiling for the camera, I'm taking pictures, getting into character.
Mm-hmm.
So I've worked with a bunch of different photographers in and out of the area. And through the music networking, through the scene, you know, that one right there on to the left, that was one we did in the Johnny Cash suite against the tile wall. Yeah,
that one right there?
Yeah, that's one
cool.
of them. I met Lee Silverstone, who is a music photographer.
Right.
Really great guy, and asked me, hey, Jen, do you want to shoot? And that was, I think it was in June of last year, but it took a while, you know, for whatever, you know, scheduling, and then, you know, depending on if we were doing the boardwalk, you had to wait for good weather. And
right.
things
yeah.
just, and then the stars aligned, and we were able to get the Johnny Cash suite at the Berkeley Hotel.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was so great. What a fun shoot that was, and a beautiful space.
So yeah. we had, as a guest, Henry Vaccaro, who was Johnny Cash's friend, who brought Johnny to the Berkeley originally. Like, he renovated the Berkeley Hotel. So he told us about the Johnny Cash suite a little bit.
Yeah.
What's it like now? Like, is there some of Johnny's old stuff there? Because he said it was all, you know, Johnny's furniture rolled in, all of that stuff.
That's so cool. Yeah. I mean, it's very swanky.
Is it?
Yeah. I was actually, I had my Spotify going. I was blasting Johnny Cash
cool.
while we were shooting. Yeah. I didn't know what was in the room from him or what was
right.
his styling. But yeah, very minimal.
Vibe.
Minimalistic, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good vibe, clean lines, some
right.
nice art, but it was beautiful.
I'm
and
curious,
and the scenery, the backdrop of just the ocean, is a lot of windows.
It's got an ocean
so
view.
So the ocean view and the boardwalk nice. And some of the murals to, you know, in front of you and then to the right was just all of, you know, Asbury, the Convention Hall, Wonder Bar.
Right.
That's awesome.
So it's so hard to picture, but like Henry's telling us these stories, and then he showed us some photos of like Johnny with this black cape, like hanging out at like an Asbury chamber meeting and stuff. And he's
yeah.
like, he said Johnny used to come after tours, unwind at the hotel, and love to just walk the boardwalk with his wife.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's
so
pictures of him with in front of the
yeah.
flag.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool.
So it's so hard to imagine. Like, to me, like, Johnny Cash and, like, Asbury don't vibe, but it's so funny that he loved it there, apparently, and would stay and then go chill out.
I feel like it fits with him, though. Yeah. Like, maybe then it's kind of rough, you know?
Yeah. Right.
The Man in Black.
I just mean more of, like, this dude in the cape at the beach on the boardwalk. Yeah. Like,
you look at the vampire.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Right, wow. There's one. Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty funny. So that's cool that you got to go up in there.
Yeah, it was really
nice.
Cool.
Is Lee, is he based around this area?
Yeah, he's an Asbury Park based photographer. Cool. He does a lot of concert photography.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. Very cool. That's a cool opportunity. So that's funny that we were talking about that and then we finally meet you and here you are.
I didn't connect the dots, to be honest. Yeah, that's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah, because I happened to see like you posting about being up there around the time we were talking to Henry, so it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's hear some music.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Let's do this thing.
Cool. All right, sweet. So we'll let you get ready there. You already tuned up. Maybe it stayed.
Let's hope.
What do you want to play for us?
I will play for you. Let me see. So I'm going to play for you an acoustic version of the new song I've got coming out.
Cool. That's Torpedo.
Torpedo. Nice. Yeah. That's right. So like I said, it's the...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The new version, the remix, is much different. We're gonna start again.
Pushing harder with every disaster. I like the fight, I bite it, only get faster. I dig deep inside. To hide, fired up, my mission's on. Nothing can drown me. I'll explode, unfold. I finally found me. I am most alive when I collide. Kick it up at the start. Run with all my heart. And if you wanna know, keep up and don't go slow. Sight is on the stars, and even if we don't get that far, at least we might know our passion and soul. I'll take you on and then I'll blow. Wow, torpedo. This is a test, then I won't rest until I blow. Whoa. Through the pace of some say I should slow down. That's for them, I say, this is how I get around. Maps I drew, pulsating through. Aware and I don't care, it hurts so good, it burns me alive. Come back for more, so sure, see you on the other side. And next time, I'll keep on trying. Kick it up at the start. Run with all my heart. And if you wanna know, keep up and don't go slow. Sight is on the stars. And even if we don't get that far, at least we might know our passion and soul. World torpedo, give it your best, I'll take you on, and then I'll blow. Then I won't rest until I blow. Whoa, 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 test, and I won't rest until I blow.
Nice. Nice. Very
awesome.
Cool.
Thank you.
You got a cool sound.
Thank
for
you.
For sure.
Thank you.
So Torpedo is going to be a new single.
Yeah, I wrote that on the spin bike.
Really?
That's what, yeah, like totally fitness and
so was
music
it was it about you riding? Was that what the song was about?
It was about, yeah, it's about, it was a metaphor, pushing against resistance, you know, like if you, you know, bring it.
Right.
Bring that resistance, because it's only going to make me push harder.
Wow.
So
now, then, is that musically or is that just life? Like,
oh, that's life.
That's life.
Yeah.
I think all aspects.
Definitely. Awesome. Yeah.
Nice. That's cool. So when you release a single, you said it's going to be like a remix. Is it a remix, or that's how you originally recorded the song is more?
Well, I originally recorded the song, so you can listen to the recording, which is also very different from that version I just played on the EP. The original, you know, the original recording was on the EP, and that's definitely an electronic rock vibe to it. It's heavier.
Yep.
And then the remix is a little more like, it's going to be the club.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So who did that's the funny. Remix? Is it
DJ Dean Anthony did Dean. The remix,
right,
yes.
Cool.
And I got connected with him when I started working with Kale Martin at 3143 Artist.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where my, you know, everything kind of evolved last year after putting out the singles and doing that all on my own and kind of revamping. You know, I still go by my artist name, Jennifer Karma. I was Jen Karma before and still work with that. I mean, that's who I am.
Right.
So it's, but when I was putting out the new music, I wanted to kind of differentiate that from just like my acoustic stuff.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So, and I, you know, have a vision of a band, an electronic type, you know, group.
Right.
And so I kind of revamped the whole thing to be under the band Jack.
Okay.
Which are my initials. And while doing all this, I was like feeling very overwhelmed, you know, as always. But it's like, I need a team. I need a team that I can do this with and feel, you know, besides just having some bandmates to do it with.
Right.
I really wanted some more focus and have a management team. And I approached KL with 3143, and we just kind of had the same vision. We hit it off. And
right.
He saw what I was seeing, and so we decided to work together, and he connected me with Dean Anthony, who also we had, you know, a similar vision for the song, and it's almost done. It's going to be coming out very, very shortly.
Right.
Yeah.
So were you working on a video for this recently?
Yeah, we're working on a video. Right. That's coming up, yes.
Nice.
So hopefully we'll have that visual element for it as well.
That's cool.
Nice.
So KL, how'd you meet him?
Again, just from me needing to be in the know and be like, who's what, where, what's right. everyone doing, and appreciating our local music scene, seeing what's going on, seeing who's who's involved and who's really like making moves.
Right.
And I, you know, 3143 caught my attention, so I reached out to them.
He works with a band you like, right?
Yeah, he. I didn't discover them myself until I started already working with 3143.
Okay.
I was going to the open mics, right?
Nice.
That's where it starts. So
the community.
So open mic at the downtown in Red Bank, which is a really cool spot on Monday nights.
Right.
Dan Appy runs it, and he caught my attention right away when he got up and started singing and playing, you know, acoustic versions, like acoustified versions of songs, and I was just like, this is great. This
right.
is so good. And his vocals are amazing, and just his renditions of covers. And then I caught them a few months ago at the Asbury Park Yacht Club. And I think I my jaw just dropped. I was like, they blew me away.
That's
I was
cool.
emotional at that show. I was like, wow, this is big. This is something. It moved me for sure.
Right.
So, yeah, the Mercury Brothers.
That's cool.
They are my favorite local band.
Nice.
We got a lot of great bands in our scene, but it hit me.
from the time that you were in you said Bloomfield, right?
Where I had my first place.
Where do you see like the Asbury Red Bank music scene now to when it was when you first came in the area?
It just keeps flourishing. They're doing so many great projects, events. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. I don't You know, See Here Now you mentioned is just like, you know, that was a massive event. I'm like, I didn't have tickets for this originally. And
then
I was like, I mean, I'd seen Incubus a bunch, you know, and G-Love a bunch of times. These were the acts playing last year. I saw Jack Johnson a bunch. And all these people I've met before, too. I've bumped into them, created situations where I got to hang out with my, favorite musicians.
That's
so,
cool.
Cool music stories. But, I didn't get tickets for it. And then I was like, oh, whatever. But then, you see everyone talking about See Here Now as it's approaching. And I had a serious case of FOMO. Oh, my God. No, I need to get there.
Right.
So, and I was working that weekend, too. But I was like, I just got to drive to Asbury, even if I just need to see how
sure.
they did this.
Yeah.
And so I wound up getting in on the concert for the end of it.
That's nice.
Yeah, and I'm definitely going this year.
Yeah.
So
who's headlining this year?
Dave Matthews and the Lumineers.
Nice.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. So they're bringing
one.
In, you know, all sorts of big acts. But it's also very, you know, local based. They're building, you know, the local bands
totally.
In the community. And just good vibes.
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's killer. So you have a lot of cool shows coming up also. Talk about those real quick. You're going to be at Danny Clinch Gallery, which is... He's one of the organizers of See Here Now, and it's right there on the edge of where the festival happens. So he's got a cool spot. That's July 6th, Sirens of Asbury Park.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this show. First, I was when the Danny Clinch Gallery opened up and I saw the acts coming through there, that was like a dream. I really wanted to play there.
Right.
And I have yet to play there, so this will be my first time there. My daughter actually played there for her music showcase.
Oh, that's cool.
So I told her, you got to play here before I even got to play. It's amazing.
That's sweet.
So I've actually played Danny Clinch Gallery as well.
Where is that?
I don't want to mention that, but...
That's so cool.
where is it?
It's attached to the Asbury Hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Really beautiful venue.
Yeah.
You know, it's all its photography around and it's the transparent gallery. It's got, you know, it's all windows.
Right. So does your daughter go to Lake House?
She doesn't. She works with Joe Weimer.
Okay.
From the Joe Weimer Band.
Right.
And Joe is the one who organized this Sirens of Asbury Park. So we've got a bunch of amazing singer-songwriters for Songwriters in the Round type of...
Oh, that's cool.
Structure, yeah. It's going to be really cool. That's coming up July 6th.
Right.
So soon.
So is that like a Saturday?
It is.
All right, cool.
From like, I think, 5 to 8.
Where do people get tickets? Online somewhere?
Yes. You can go to the event page.
Okay.
There's an event page on Facebook if you just want to look up Sirens of Asbury Park.
Cool.
Or it's also, it should be connected on my page as well from Facebook. So it's $10 for the tickets, and you're going to get a whole bunch of different, you know, musicians playing for you that night.
Nice.
And sharing stories and...
That sounds like a good event for sure. You'll be at the Downtown in Red Bank on the 23rd of July, Salvation Rooftop Bar at the Asbury Hotel.
Yeah, that'll be my first time there,
the 25th.
Too.
That's sweet.
Yeah,
and also Pier Village Fresh on the 25th. That'll be cool.
Yeah. Nice, like, morning, daytime.
Acoustic, kind of, hanging out.
Yeah.
Totally.
Plays a bunch of originals and a lot of covers. You know, people that kind of recognize the songs as they're shopping with the farmer's market and artisans.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
So that'll be solo acoustic.
Solo acoustic. All right, cool. Yep.
So you're looking for a band right now?
I am, yeah.
What are you looking for? What do you need?
Right?
What do you need me and Max to do?
Synth.
Right.
Electronic, like drum pads.
Yep.
So definitely trying to find that electronic element in the band. I'm working with a really great guitar player right now. And we're just trying to mold it, form it, and have it be something awesome. I have some friends, players in the mix.
Yeah.
Just trying to work out some kinks and see what sticks.
That's cool. So do you envision, would you still play acoustic during that? Or you like strictly vocals on that or a combination?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Combination. I'm like a little, I don't, it's funny because I don't want to ever, like, you know, put myself down or anything, but I don't consider myself a guitar player, you know? I'm a rhythm guitarist, but I play to write and to perform and get the songs across.
Yeah.
I like playing if it feels comfortable and confident and rehearsed for me.
Right.
But I also like the performance aspect and just not even having to worry, like, oh, where am I, you know, I messed up that, you know, my finger didn't hit the string exactly where it's supposed to.
Right.
You know, and so I just want to, like, lose myself in the performance and engage with the audience. So I love to be able to just to sing and not, and have the hands off.
Right.
But I also really, coming from that eclectic background and loving all aspects of, you know, the way a song comes across, I like that coffee house, raw acoustic, stripped down. Acoustic vibe of a song, and I also like it really built up and produced. So I think at a show, the vision ultimately is to just, you know, keep people on their edge of their seat, on their toes, and play some heavier stuff, play some more electronic full band stuff, and then just be like, everything drops out and just play a little acoustic song, you know.
Right.
Kind of have
a mix it up a little bit. Yeah. I like that.
I mean, in terms of promoting yourself, it's cool too, because I can see how that song you played acoustically could work as a dance track, right? Like, I'm psyched to hear when the remix comes out. That'll be cool. But it's so easy to grab a guitar and go play a gig, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's that flexibility. And then, like, promoting yourself in clubs is like a whole nother avenue to find fans and things. So that's cool to, you know, hit all those different areas.
Yeah, just trying to get it everywhere.
Full immersion. You want to play us another song?
Sure.
So once again, upcoming dates, July 6th, Sirens of Asbury Park. Look for that event page online and the 23rd at the Downtown in Red Bank.
Yeah.
Catch
I'm
that.
I'm trying to decide what to play for you because I brought some of my... some new stuff too.
Sweet.
So I was like, maybe I'll just play something totally new.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
I have played it at a few at a few spots, like my, you know, my live shows. I've also, my new favorite, one of my new favorite open mics is at the Chubby Pickle, and Cranston Dean runs that, and what an amazing scene that one is. I love it. Great vibes there.
Yeah.
I keep hearing Ming's more and more about the Chubby Pickle, yeah.
Our buddies in Mama Drama have played there a couple times.
My cousins do there next month.
Cool. Yeah. So there's a lot bubbling up there, right?
Yeah, it's cool. It's a little off the beaten path for me. Mm-hmm. To get there from Freehold, but now that, you know, I've done the trip, because it was like, oh, the Highlands so far. I don't know when I'm going to get there, and it starts late. Like, it's a 9 p.m. sign-up for a 10 p.m. That's, like, late for me.
Right. Yeah.
Once I'm there, you can't get rid of me. I'm there till, like, 2. I'm like,
that's cool.
Oh, my God. So I played this song there, and it's so cool because friends just kind of hop up and start playing and jamming with me, like people that I admire, and like you're amazing musicians. Now you're playing this song with me, and it's making it even bigger and better.
That's cool.
So, this song I played there, I just wrote it recently. As I was writing it, I heard the influence. I'm like, oh, that's what this song is. But it's not that song. Okay. But I was like, but I have to pay tribute to that song now in the song. Right. So I kind of made it a mashup.
All right, cool.
So I mashed it up on stage, like just winged it. And I was like, this is how I have to play the song now from now on. So this one's called Here Now. Wonder if you feel so heavy too.
cold. Wonder if you feel so heavy too. Does it take a hold of you? Turning my world upside down. You are my here and now. Now.
Nice. I like the mashup.
Thank you.
That is a killer mashup. For sure.
I didn't know when to expect it. Yeah. I thought it was. I actually was going to text you. I thought it was. Wish You Were Here, Pink Floyd. Very similar chords.
Yeah.
And I was gonna text you to call it, but yeah, that was nice.
I never would have called it. My mind was racing too. Yeah. I'm like, cool. All right, where's she going? What's it gonna be? But I wouldn't have picked that. But then when you hit it, I'm like, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah,
that's sweet.
That went right in.
So that was a good. Yeah. That's a good fit.
Thank
that's
you.
Cool.
I learned how to sing with Dolores O'Riordan.
Did you?
Cranberries. Yeah. Like, I mean, I was listening to those albums while I was training my voice, I guess, not realizing that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you nailed those notes. That was good.
And she's got a unique voice for sure.
Yeah. It's awesome. I mean, it's so tragic that she passed away last year. Mm-hmm. And I had concert tickets to go see them. I saw them back in like maybe it was 96 or 97.
Oh, wow.
So I had tickets to see them at Terminal 5 in the city, which I had not been to that venue yet.
Right.
Back in, I think it was the summer of 2017, and they canceled the show because she had like some vocal throat issues, or they had to do something, and just got the refund. The show wasn't rescheduled, and that's
terrible.
They're amazing though. They put out some new music. They were already in the studio recording.
Right. It's horrible. I mean, I think of that. That's why I always try now to go see people, I got a handful on my list that like I always wanted to see that I haven't seen. I'm like, I gotta make an effort to get out.
Have you seen the Stones?
Nah, I haven't.
Me neither.
I don't really care that much about the Stones.
Really? Honestly. I love the Stones.
It's funny, my mom just mentioned it to me the other day because I was talking about like I had all my parents' records, and my mom said, my mom wasn't as big of a music fan as my dad, but her take on it was like people were either into the Beatles or the Stones.
Yeah.
And like she's like, we were into the Beatles. I had obviously all the Beatles records. And then as I was growing up, like obviously the Beatles weren't active, but I listened to their music all the time. But the Kinks were still making records. So I used to go see the Kinks, and the Who had records coming out. So I used to go see the Who. For whatever reason, I was just never that into the Stones. I mean, I can appreciate them for sure.
I'm only asking because, Mick Jagger just had open heart surgery.
Right.
Yeah. And he's back on tour.
Yeah.
I mean, something, I don't know what he did. Totally. His holistic balance must be like through the roof. But
I'm actually more curious about Keith Richards' holistic balance because
all those guys, man, they're still going.
It's amazing.
It's insane. I had someone that Keith Richards was in the city to record some guitars for Ronnie Spector, I want to say. And my buddy was recording the track in Electric Lady Studios. And they said, Keith Richards has this dude that's like just his drinking whatever buddy that travels with him everywhere. They're like, he came in the studio, put up a black curtain in the ISO booth where he was going to record guitars, and like him and his buddy just went to town. He said it was like the most insane thing he's ever like been a part of.
That's sweet. Yeah.
And that dude's like still, I think he's a lot more chill now, but he's definitely...
He lives the lifestyle.
He hasn't been shortchanged on what he sought out to accomplish.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Like, that's like one of the huge benefits of doing this is like to be so close to hear that song. I mean, because that's really special to hear
Thank
that.
Thank you. Yeah.
It was cool, cool
totally
to see.
Not, nothing's been recorded with that yet except for some like voice memo stuff on my phone.
Nice. Yeah. All right, Mullicast crew out
there. That was an exclusive right there.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got a little sneak peek. So will you keep playing that live if people come out?
Definitely.
That's
That'll be one they hear.
Yeah. I think that's really
fun. Yeah, people will be listening to that. All right. There you go.
Yeah. That's pretty sweet. Yeah. It's like that. I like that Kid Rock tune where he bumps into like Skynyrd in it or something. Mix like your influences with what you're doing and stuff. So that's cool. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming in. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you.
It
was awesome.
I appreciate it.
Definitely cool. So check out again the website, Jack Music, JAHK music.com. On Instagram, Jack Song. at Jack Song, on Facebook at Jack Music, and Twitter at Jack Music.
Yeah, you gotta follow me on Twitter because I have to get more. You know,
need some Twitter followers.
Yeah, I need some. Yeah, I need to do something with my Twitter. It's kind of just
it's funny. Like, I have a lot of Twitter followers from back in the day, but I don't know what to do with Twitter anymore. Like, I just occasionally throw some stuff out there, but like, I focus more on Instagram. I mean, what do you find as an artist? What's your best outlet?
I like Instagram. Yeah. Instagram's probably the best. And Facebook is good for events and like you know, creating your event page. And when I, as a music appreciator and listener, I'm always like looking at my events to see, oh, what's coming up today or this weekend in the area. I'm going to try to hit those out.
Yep.
So those probably those two, you know, networks are what work for me. But and I will post on my Instagram and then like, you know, there's a little button you hit share on Twitter.
Right.
So yeah, but I'm really not over there to check
anything. It's an easy way.
Yeah.
It's true. All right. And check out some upcoming dates. July 6th, Sirens of Asbury Park at the Danny Clinch Gallery. 23rd at the Downtown in Red Bank. 25th, you got two gigs going on, Rooftop Bar at Asbury Hotel. That's in the evening, I take it.
Oh, did I write 25th for both?
Oh, is that
the, you know what? That was a typo.
All right,
so
cool.
The 25th at the Asbury Rooftop Bar, 27th on a Saturday morning in Long Branch.
Nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
27th hit Pier Village Fresh in Long Branch.
And then I got some stuff way out in advance, like in September, I'm doing Porch Fest.
Oh, nice.
Which will be
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then I'm in November, on my birthday, actually, I'm doing it's a benefit with Making Waves. I'm going to be opening up at Langosta Lounge for Shady Street and Dez and the Swagmatics. So that's
awesome. That's cool.
Fun
Sweet.
Yeah.
Dez was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So,
awesome.
All good stuff.
Very cool.
I'll keep an eye out for those, yeah.
Yeah, come on out, guys.
All right. We appreciate you coming in, Jen Karma.
Thank you.
The band, Jack, J-A-H-K. Once again, I'm Evan Balmer. Follow me on Instagram at Evan Balmer.
Mike Mercia at MortgageGuy_Mike. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.